We're talking the Shire's wavelength.
FM 99.7.
And my next guest has just released a brand new Storytime app and CD. Welcome to the program, Damien Leith.
Hi, how are you doing? Good to chat here.
Yeah, thanks for making time. You've had one amazing journey and some very different adventures since winning Australian Idol back in 2006. Has that time sped up for you, or has it gone in slow motion?
It's been so fast. I think the first couple of years straight after Idol are a complete blur. It's like they never even happened.
Yeah.
That time was going so fast. There were so many different things happening that, even my wife and I sometimes chat about it and we go, wow, it's like it never even happened. It went by so fast. But, 12 years, it's been a great 12 years, but definitely a fast 12 years.
Exactly. Now, you've produced multiple albums, you've written novels, and now you're writing stories and music for children. Is that a very similar process, or is it very different to writing songs?
From the creative point of view, it's similar. You know, you're still trying to create something new and fresh. But I think because of kids' entertainment, you know, the audience is different, so you've got to be mindful of the audience the whole time. But for me, it's been a very natural sort of thing because I tell my kids bedtime stories.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stories that are on the app and on the CD, they're really just stories that I've told my kids. They've been road tested on the kids. So the whole thing's kind of come about just really organically.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, you've got three beautiful children?
Yeah, I've got three children. I've got two boys and a little girl. And, they're all growing up very, very fast. They really are.
Did they help you with the storylines, Damien? Or how do you come up with those storylines? Because kids are difficult. They're a hard audience.
Yeah, no, look, mainly what I would do is I would go into the room at nighttime and I would say, okay, well, what would you like to hear a story about? And they would give me all sorts of different things, you know, whatever they were inspired by. Sometimes my son might want a superhero story, or my daughter would like something, you know, about a donkey or
based on
whatever they'd ask for, I'd make up a story.
Okay, so can you give us a glimpse of what we're going to find when we download that app?
If you download the app, well, first of all, you get 5 hours of stories, so there's a lot of stories there. There's about 18 stories at the moment. They're all about 20 minutes long.
Fantastic.
And they really do vary. Because my kids, and I suppose a lot of kids, they lose interest fast. So you've constantly got to give them something fresh and something new. So the stories are pretty varied. There's stories about animals, you know. There's stories about the lost princess or the pirate boy, the boy who didn't know he was a pirate, but he was. the bored donkey, the Henry the superhero. The robot canteen about kids who go to school and somebody's taken over the canteen and with little robots and it's really, really varied. It really is. It's varied. A lot of the stories have a moral, but not a moral that the kids feel like they're getting a lesson every time they're hearing a story.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time there is a moral in them as well.
So we've got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old in our family. What age group are we looking at here?
They are perfect. They are right smack in the middle of, I really and truly, kids can listen to it from, say, 3 up until whenever, but I kind of feel like they cut off points about 10.
Okay.
They kind of grow out of it at that stage. My oldest son, definitely around 10, 11, he grew out of the stories. But, up until that point, he was still inspired. My 11-year-old now still loves the story. So I suppose it all depends on the children as well.
Yeah. Look, it's a fantastic project because, let's face it, there are so many more pressures on children these days and they don't get a chance to be just kids and let their imaginations run wild. Should I give the details of where we can find that now?
Yeah, look, for anyone out there, a lot of people say, oh, how do I get it on my phone? And every time I say it's on the App Store, some people say, oh, well, where is that? But I think almost everybody out there is using Facebook. Facebook is everywhere. So wherever you got Facebook from is where you're going to find my app. Damien Leith Storytime, it's called. It's on the App Store on iPhones. It's on the Google Play Store on Android. And if you get totally lost, you can go to my website, DamienLeeStorytime.com, and all the details are there as well.
Is there music on that app, or is the music separate?
There's music on all the stories.
Fantastic.
I've created a special piece of music for each story. But, you know, essentially, they're not music stories, but definitely, you know, I top and tail all the stories with a kind of a unique piece of music that kind of represents what the story is about.
Look, it's been an absolute pleasure. Would you come back and talk to us again when it comes around for your next Elvis tribute tour?
Yeah, oh, look, I'd be delighted to, because I do. I will be touring my Elvis gospel show later in the year, pretty small run, but definitely I'd love to chat to you about it.
We're talking the Shire's Wavelength.
FM 99.7.